It's a solid turnout at tonight's meeting of the IU College Republicans. Candidates for local and statewide offices are stopping by to pitch themselves to students and give their takes on the upcoming elections.
The commissioners did not stand up for the people of this county, and that's totally wrong.
Across the street, state legislators Shelley Yoder and Matt Pierce are recapping the past session in the General Assembly.
That bill came through my committee, and it was carried by Representative Fleming from down around across the river from Louisville.
The clubs are bringing candidates in to answer questions about next month's primaries. While their politics might differ, their intent's the same. Here's IU Democrats President Sophie Suter.
We really want students to be excited to vote and to make it a priority to go out, and I really hope we can keep up that momentum.
More people voted in 2020 than any other election in U.S. history. According to a national study from Tufts University, half of Americans aged 18 to 29 cast a ballot. At Indiana University's Bloomington campus, that number was even higher. Almost 70% of students participated in the election, according to Mark Fraley.
The COVID environment really forced us to be creative in the way that we reached out to voters. We did not have the capacity to go to welcoming week events, to go to in-person events and sign people up to vote.
Fraley helps run the school's PACE program, which stands for Political and Civic Engagement. PACE, the Democrats and Republicans, had to go digital, hosting virtual forums or voter registration drives. Members encouraged their friends to vote, either directly or through social media.
We had to be creative, and I think that creativity helped fuel our progress.
According to Elizabeth Benyon, political science professor at IU South Bend, that direct digital contact over a popular platform, such as Twitter or TikTok, ended up providing a boost.
Just Facebook ads and banners, they really don't seem to be effective. But when you add the posts that show which of your friends voted, that starts to become more effective. And even more effective than that is friend-to-friend, peer-to-peer mobilization online.
But Benyon says who was on the ballot likely had the biggest impact on turnout. People felt strongly about former President Trump, whether they loved him or hated him. If you ask current students, he was at the top of their minds.
It wasn't a normal election where it was just about policy issues. It was about just sustaining democracy in general.
The IU Republicans are now focused on the current president, Joe Biden. Mackenzie Binford, the club president, is hoping rising inflation and backlash against COVID policies can help them flip some city or county offices red.
Just being present, just letting townies, locals, professors know, hey, we're here.
The college Democrats are eyeing House District 62 and the 9th Congressional District. Both seats are open, and Democrats are optimistic about their chances.
It gives the Democrats a little bit more chance to get in there when they're not facing an incumbent. So there's a lot of people working on that.
Hi, are you registered to vote?
The groups have been tabling on campus to register voters, and they'll continue after the primaries next month.
Hi, are you registered to vote in Bloomington? Awesome, have a great day.
Voter turnout is usually lower during midterms. So Benyon says we likely won't be able to draw any major conclusions. But she'll be looking to see if young voters continue the trend.
It is habit forming. And so if we can develop a civic identity where people think of themselves as voters, even if elections are not terribly competitive, they will still go to the polls because that's a part of their sense of identity, that they are voters.
Indiana's primaries are May 3rd, and early voting has already started. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Mitch Legan.